The West Wing cast push get out the vote message during Emmys reunion. By Breitbart News on September 16, 2024. The last Emmys, in January, the 75th edition, went reunion crazy on such a big birthday, with cast reunions of such classic series as Cheers, The Sopranos, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and All in the Family. The latest Emmys said, "Hold my applause." Shogun, Baby Reindeer and The Bear all picked up trophies throughout the night that was peppered with reunions of shows like Saturday Night Live and Happy Days, as well as themes, like TV Dads and Moms. Here are some of the night's notable moments. Gentle Hosts. The father and son duo of Eugene and Dan Levy, the winning stars of the 2020 Emmys aboard Schitt's Creek, hosted and they were warm, mocking themselves as they noted the TV telecast was honoring movie stars on streaming services. Even when the Candians went after a show, like The Bear, competing in the Best Comedy Series category, even though it's not a traditional Yukfest, it was gentle. Now, I love the show, and I know some of you will be expecting us to make a joke about whether The Bear is really a comedy. But in the true spirit of The Bear, we will not be making any jokes, Eugene Levy said. In one bit, the two found themselves in the audience but in different rows, mistaking stage left for house left. Awkwardness ensued. When they tried to push through, Eugene Levy wailed, "I can't see the prompter." The show goes to the dogs. John Oliver thanked a lot of people after his last Week Tonight won for outstanding scripted variety series, but things got weird when he ended up honoring his family's recently dead dog. "We have the most fantastic dog, and she was at our wedding and she got us through the pandemic. She was with us for two pregnancies," he said, before getting to leave the stage. Music swelled. Oliver didn't take the hint, "We had to say goodbye to her. I feel like Sarah McLachlan right now. She was an amazing dog," he said. He then shouted an expletive and tried to make it more than about his deceased canine. "This isn't just for her. This is for all dogs," he continued as the auditorium roared. "All dogs, you are all very good girls. You are very good boys. You all deserve a treat. Play me off now. Thanks so much." The West Wing reunited. The West Wing celebrated its 25th anniversary with cast members Martin Sheen, Delay Hill, Richard Schiff, Janelle Maloney and Allison Janney gathering to help hand out the Best Drama Trophy. Created by Aaron Sorkin and first airing on NBC in the fall 1999, The West Wing offered an idealistic depiction of what politics can be. The cast members gathered in a set mimicking the Oval Office. It ended in 2006. It's hard to believe that just 25 years ago, Aaron and the writers actually had to use their imaginations to create interesting plot lines for The West Wing, Janney said. Added Schiff, "Unlike today, where storylines can be plucked right off the news. Storylines that writers would have deemed a bit far-fetched if not utterly ridiculous 25 years ago. Put me in, coach." Jane Lynch, who played vicious cheerleading coach Sue Sylvester on Glee and Brandon Hunt, the quiet coach Willis Beard on Ted Lasso, teamed up to help hand out the award for Best Director of a Drama Series. They appeared in a locker room set, with Lynch teasing Hunt that she was a head coach on TV and he was just an assistant coach. But the stage seemed a little too big for just these two TV coaches. That changed when the stage revealed Paris Olympians Ilona Marr, Caleb Dressel and Stephen Pommel-Horsguy Nedorosik alongside Paralympian Ezra Fretch. Saturday Night Live greats mock its creator. Saturday Night Live got a head start to its 50th anniversary next year with a mini-reunion, as Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph, Seth Meyers and Bowen Yang presented the award for Best Writing for a Variety Special. Three of the four mocked creator and producer Lorne Michaels in the audience, who they claimed was nominated and lost 85 times at the Emmys. Rudolph said he was robbed, Yang said it gets better and keep winning. Meyers corrected them all to say that, in fact, Michaels has actually won 21 Emmys. Yang then leaned into mispronouncing his boss's first name. It may have been a taste for 2025, when the trailblazing sketch show will be celebrated, including a 3-hour live primetime special in February. It has been the springboard for such stars as Eddie Murphy, Adam Sandler, Tina Fey, Will Ferrell, and Mike Myers. Bad Guys and Gals. Anthony Starr of The Boys, Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad and Kathy Bates of Misery came out to represent an oddly key part of TV, the villains. Without villains or antagonists, There wouldn't be much of a story, Esposito said. But it takes its toll. Do you know how hard it was to get a date after Misery? Bates joked about her Stephen King role as a crazed kidnapper. Esposito complained that drug dealers will interrupt his dinner to ask his advice about building their empires, and Starr said so many 12-year-old critics have approached him to say his superhero is bad. He responds that the show has an R rating. It's sloppy, sloppy parenting, he observed. Moms and Dads. George Lopez, Damon Wayans, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who have all played memorable TV dads, gathered to recognize the lead actor in a comedy series. They walked into a man cave set, and Lopez and Wayans said they wanted to thank their TV wives. But Ferguson balked, having starred with a TV husband instead on Modern Family. I'm so sorry, did you watch my show, or? He asked them. Yes, all 90 seasons, Wayans responded. Later, it was the mom's turn. Meredith Baxter, who played the family ties matriarch, Connie Britton of Friday Night Lights and Susan Kelechi Watson of This Is Us presented the award for Best Writing for a Comedy Series. We have come a long way, said Baxter. TV moms are no longer one-dimensional, said Watson. It's okay to ask for as much as a TV dad. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Director-producer Ron Howard and actor-author Henry Winkler reunited to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Happy Days, a romanticized take on teenage life in the 1950s that pivoted on adolescent humor about cars and dating. Winkler, who played cool guy Fonzie with his signature eye, with both thumbs up, and Howard, who played the goody-goody Richie Cunningham, became household names thanks to the sitcom, which ran from 1974 to 1980. Winkler went on to win an Emmy on HBO's dark comedy Barry and spread awareness about dyslexia as a best-selling author. Howard went on to direct such Oscar winners as Apollo 13 and A Beautiful Mind. The two men met on stage in a set dressed like the diner the show was mostly set in. Winkler congratulated Howard for his Emmy-winning documentary on Jim Henson. But despite some prodding by Howard, Winkler wouldn't sing the theme song. I'm out of practice, he said. And it takes schooling. So Winkler nudged the jukebox with his elbow instead, and the theme played. Order and Law. The TV criminal justice system was represented Sunday by two separate but equal parts. There were the cops, Jimmy Smits of NYPD Blue, Niecy Nash Betts of Reno 911, and Don Johnson of Miami Vice. They appeared on a set with a New York City police car on stage. Smits noted that he died in episode 1 of Miami Vice and later as a cast member of NYPD Blue. Nash Betts said she never died, I'm black and I survived Dahmer, she joked. And then there were the TV lawyers who took cases to court. Viola Davis of How to Get Away with Murder. Gina Torres from Suits and Christine Baranski from The Good Wife and The Good Fight. Though, to be honest, Smits was also a good lawyer in LA law. Lawyers have seen every combination of the human condition, Davis said. Added Torres, in so many ways, they try to better that human condition and uplift us.